בחינות הבגרות באנגלית לתלמידים אינטרנים ואקסטרנים הנבחנים בשאלון א', מודול A. שלום רב, היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי ההשמעות האלה. Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast. ועתה ההשמעה הראשונה.
Hello, listeners. My name is Anne Walters. Welcome to our program, School Life. On today's program, we are talking to Dan Giusti. Dan is the chef of the cafeteria at Winthrop High School. Hi, Dan. Tell us why you decided to work at a school cafeteria.
Sure, Anne. I felt there was a problem with the food children eat at school. People think that schools don't need to give kids the best kinds of food. I wanted to help children eat better and healthier food. I believe our kids should get the best food we can give them.
So what did you do?
I started a company called Brigade. Our chefs make healthy school lunches that taste great. We only use the best foods, especially fresh fruit and vegetables.
I heard that before you started Brigade, you were head chef at Noma, a famous restaurant in Denmark. Many people think Noma is the best restaurant in the world.
That's true, Anne. I worked at Noma for 3 years. It is a small, very expensive restaurant in Denmark. People pay about $500 for a meal. But I decided that I wanted to make healthy food that is not expensive, especially for children. So, in 2015, I left Denmark to change the lunches in American schools.
I understand that you ask the students about the new lunches you make. What do they say about your food?
Most of them say they like our food because it's tasty and fresh. They often ask for more. But some children don't want to try new foods. Also, it's not easy to make food that everyone likes.
What about the cost? Aren't these lunches more expensive than the school lunches they ate before?
We try not to spend too much money. We also use money we get from cooking competitions. For example, last year I invited some of the best chefs in the country to the school to cook. We wanted to see who could make the best meal for $1.
So, what was the best meal?
The best meal was a fish sandwich. This was surprising because children don't usually like to eat fish.
What are your plans for the future, Dan?
I would like to make lunches for schools in New York City. But my dream is that in 10 years, school food everywhere in America will be healthier.
Well, that sounds amazing. Good luck to you. Thank you for talking to us today, and goodbye.
זו הייתה ההשמעה הראשונה. נשמיע עכשיו כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה ההשמעה השנייה.
Hello, listeners. My name is Anne Walters. Welcome to our program, School Life. On today's program, we are talking to Dan Giusti. Dan is the chef of the cafeteria at Winthrop High School. Hi, Dan. Tell us why you decided to work at a school cafeteria.
Sure, Anne. I felt there was a problem with the food children eat at school. People think that schools don't need to give kids the best kinds of food. I wanted to help children eat better and healthier food. I believe our kids should get the best food we can give them.
So what did you do?
I started a company called Brigade. Our chefs make healthy school lunches that taste great. We only use the best foods, especially fresh fruit and vegetables.
I heard that before you started Brigade, you were head chef at Noma, a famous restaurant in Denmark. Many people think Noma is the best restaurant in the world.
That's true, Anne. I worked at Noma for 3 years. It is a small, very expensive restaurant in Denmark. People pay about $500 for a meal. But I decided that I wanted to make healthy food that is not expensive, especially for children. So, in 2015, I left Denmark to change the lunches in American schools.
I understand that you ask the students about the new lunches you make. What did they say about your food?
Most of them say they like our food because it's tasty and fresh. They often ask for more. But some children don't want to try new foods. Also, it's not easy to make food that everyone likes.
What about the cost? Aren't these lunches more expensive than the school lunches they ate before?
We try not to spend too much money. We also use money we get from cooking competitions. For example, last year I invited some of the best chefs in the country to the school to cook. We wanted to see who could make the best meal for $1.
So, what was the best meal?
The best meal was a fish sandwich. This was surprising because children don't usually like to eat fish.
What are your plans for the future, Dan?
I would like to make lunches for schools in New York City. But my dream is that in 10 years, school food everywhere in America will be healthier.
Well, that sounds amazing. Good luck to you. Thank you for talking to us today, and goodbye.
זו הייתה ההשמעה השנייה. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.